You are listening to the Ivy Podcast. Learn from the thought leaders in areas of strategy, innovation, negotiation, and all things leadership. We interview the Ivy League, Fortune 100, and top startups. Now, here's your host, John Karsibayev.
On this episode, I welcome Irina Shamkova, EVP of Product at Intermedia, a cloud communications company that helps over 125,000 businesses connect better through voice, video conferencing, chat, contact center, business email and productivity, file sharing and backup security, archiving, and much more from anywhere at any time. Irina holds a master's in applied mathematics from St. Petersburg State University in Russia and has completed her GMP at Harvard Business School. She's a CRN Power 100 of the most powerful women off channel for the last 4 years. Please welcome Irina Shamkova. Irina, thank you so much for finding time to be with us on Ivy Podcast today. Can you share with us a little bit more about yourself, your background, and a little bit about the organization and your role within the company?
Yeah, absolutely. It is my pleasure to introduce Intermedia to the listeners. Intermedia provides easy to use and secure communication and collaboration solutions to SMB and enterprise customers. So we operate in a space which is called UCaaS, standing for Unified Communications as a Service, and CCaaS, which is the Contact Center as a Service, as well as Business Email and Productivity. So in essence, what the company does, we provide a tightly integrated suite of cloud applications. We help over 125,000 businesses connect better through voice, team chat and collaboration, web and video conferencing, file sharing and backup, business email, security, archiving, and other services. And all these services are available from anywhere at any time, which is especially important with the remote work right now. An Intermedia brand may not be familiar to many people, and the reason for that is that we primarily provide our solutions through partners in a white label manner. Many of our partners, nearly 7,000 of them, at no additional cost, receive from Intermedia a rich set of tools to sell, set up, manage, and support services for their customers. We call it the 360 approach to partner success. And Intermedia is also unique in the way that we are the only business cloud application provider to have been certified by JD Power for its superior technical support 4 years in a row. And this dedicated focus on partner success, multiple and flexible partner programs, extremely high service availability, outstanding support, and easy to use integrated unified communication and contact center solutions, those are the key differentiators for Intermedia. And these are the reasons why we remain the exclusive cloud communications provider to Kostka business customers for so many years. And these are the reasons why NEC, one of the top three global communications companies, selected Intermedia above all other UCaaS competitors as the exclusive provider of UCaaS and CCaaS services earlier this year. And together with them, we have started on a mission to migrate NEC's existing base of approximately 100 million on-premise business phone users to NEC-branded cloud solutions, which has been developed by our company. And about my role at Intermedia, I'm a head of product management organization. And as such, I am responsible for the product strategy and our company's entire product portfolio. And most importantly, ensuring that we have talented, sharp, driven, energetic, inspired, and highly performing members of the product team who lead the company into the future. Maybe a little bit about the organization. We have three groups under the product management organization. Those are product managers who drive the product strategy and roadmap prioritization. high-level product vision for new functionality. They are responsible for the product P&L, profit and losses. We are thinking of them as mini CEOs of their product lines. Then there are also product delivery managers who work hand in hand with product managers, and they deliver detailed specifications for our development teams. They coordinate cross-functional activities for new functionality and organize the launch of new solution, first to staging and then to production. And then there is the user interface design team, and they're responsible for usability and end-to-end customer experience of our large portfolio of proprietary solutions. I have been working at Intermedia for 20 years, and I love this company. I cannot be more excited because we are working with the cutting edge and rapidly evolving technologies. We are daily collaborating with the smartest people in the industry, and we are delivering immense value to customers and partners who use our solutions for their daily communication and collaboration needs. And especially now in the period of COVID-19, it is evident how much businesses depend on reliable communications when everybody is working remotely.
Well, that's exciting. And thank you for providing that background a little more in depth about the organization and your role within the company. That's exciting. You know, I can tell how much you love what you do. It, you know, resonates in your voice when you talk about it. And you know, the fact that you've been with the organization for so long, I think that definitely, you know, it speaks volume from standpoint that, you know, the culture of their organization, the purpose and the things that you guys are doing, that's, you know, that's very exciting. So thank you for that. You briefly touched upon in your introduction something around the current times, the COVID-19 and the importance of communication. I'm just curious, through this period so far, what practical recommendations can you provide and share with other executives? Something that has worked well for you or maybe did not, like a lesson learned, as you lead an enterprise, you know, division of an organization, what were some of the findings so far has been for you?
Yes, these are interesting and challenging times indeed. And unsurprisingly, we found that with so much change happening so fast, our customers and partners, we're seeking help to maintain business continuity through all the changes. They needed to protect employees while also keeping them connected. They needed to engage with their customers without doing so in person. They needed to keep their supply chain going. And we at Intermedia engaged right away to help them at the outbreak of the pandemic. As our products are designed to help businesses work from anywhere, we have made extra efforts to highlight the best practices, key relevant features of the mobile and desktop applications to enable more effective work outside of offices. And we have created a deep pool of content for how to work remotely and how to operate in a flexible work environment. We did so through blogs, webinars, built the remote work success kit where people could access all this information. And of course, being partner focused, we have enabled our partners to help their customers in the same way. We quickly built a number of campaigns and webinar kits for our partners to just grab and go with. And our partners and customers thanked us for this help, and we saw attendance at webinars spike to all times high on all these related topics. In terms of our own business, it is growing at a faster rate during these times due to the nature of the services that we provide. While some customers unfortunately have to reduce the number of employees or temporarily pause their services, there is a greater number of companies that benefit from cloud solutions, and we have signed up new customers during this period.
That's very exciting. And again, with kind of the tools and services that Intermedia provides, it sounds like, you know, the need for such services is, you know, is elevated, especially during the current times. Because we hear all these news and all the, you know, everything that's in the media about, you know, the concepts such as, you know, the Zoom fatigue and all of those things. And I think, you know, communication tools, you know, become paramount, especially when, you know, everyone's remote. So thank you for providing some of those insights. To take that a little bit further, with so many companies experiencing, you know, difficult times these days, you know, going through furloughs, layoffs, and other unfortunate events. Through this period, what strategies have worked well for you when it comes to employee motivation within the organization, and how do you keep the performance levels up? Can you share with us any practical advice?
Motivation is the key to success of any company, and thank you for bringing this question. In terms of employees, Intermedia is a global organization with over 1,300 team members in offices spread all around the world with different cultures, home environment conditions, different technological advances. And the first thing that we needed to do, as many other companies, is to move employees from offices to home. Given that we use our own solution for voice, video conferencing, team chat and collaboration, and so on, this transition from office to working from home was pretty smooth for us. But if some of the listeners have not embraced unified communication solutions yet, that probably would be the step number one that I would recommend. At Intermedia, all employees have been provided with computers or extra monitors, video cameras, VPN access, and everything else that they needed to work from home. And communication is very important. Like in any situation which is unclear or rapidly changing, our executive team strove for greater transparency during COVID time. Our leadership team is very involved in providing frequent updates via email and webinars to the company, just to keep the spirits lifted, keep the team connected, and help address concerns. Many departments have instituted regular virtual meetings where the work isn't discussed, but instead the time is used to keep things light, laugh, and break the routines. And it is important for everybody to feel this human connection with their colleagues. And it is especially important at this time when we are all isolated, working from home. Intermedia's culture is very collaborative. We use video conferencing on nearly all meetings to ensure this ongoing connection. But if it's not the case for some of the listeners, that would be my number one recommendation. Video conferencing makes a great deal of difference. And of course, nothing motivates people more than seeing the results of their work make a difference. Our employees have helped many businesses to restore their full services in a matter of hours. Just an example, we worked with Envita Medical Center. It is a center for personalized oncology and Lyme disease treatment. Patients are calling to the center to get the care that they need to survive. The president of the center said that if we don't keep things moving forward, patients die. Intermedia enabled Envita's call center professionals to immediately be able to manage inbound patient calls. They were able to do that through their personal devices using the mobile applications, desktop applications that Intermedia provides with Wi-Fi connections. And we have many customers like that, and the sense of such responsibility, of such impact, are highly inspiring for our employees. And another source of motivation is at our company is the phenomenal progress of the company that we are making to strengthening our services and in global expansion. during COVID, our leadership has increased the level of communications and alignment on the company strategy. This alignment allows us to execute more productively and generate great results faster, and the speed of this innovation motivates and excites everybody.
These are great examples, Irina. And, you know, I spend a lot of time talking to executives on the Ivy podcast of, you know, different size organizations. And definitely some of the examples that you provided is up there with, you know, keeping the employee motivation levels up, especially during the current times, which is, you know, could be very distracting. So definitely appreciate your insights. To shift the topics a little bit on women in leadership and female executives, especially in tech, are very important and highly requested topics on our podcast. From your standpoint, what can you share with our female listeners when it comes to career growth, work-life balance, and anything that you wish you did during your early stage career stages?
John, thank you very much for bringing this topic up. This topic is very near and dear to my heart. We see across all industries, including IT, increased visibility of women and strong impact through their leadership. And if I were to highlight any specific areas for up-and-coming female leaders, those may be the following. Make yourself visible. If you are participating in a physical meeting, take a seat at the table. Not on the second line, not on the corner of the room, take a seat at the table. If it is a video conference, enable your camera. Make sure it's in front of your eyesight, make sure it's at your eye level. Don't shy away from being seen. This is critical and important. And when you are at the meeting, just remember that it is because your knowledge, your expertise, your opinion are wanted. So try actively contribute and bring value to the meetings that you are a part of. Be brave, courageous, open to participate, share your thoughts, questions, engage. Sometimes you need to take a chance. Step up, stretch your comfort zones, and take a lead on the new initiative. Do public speaking, public presentation to your groups. And it is okay not to know something. We all don't know everything, but make an effort to understand and learn it. And while we're at the topic of learning, I would like to recommend to establish the practice of continuous learning. There are unlimited free or quite affordable sources of information out there. Just take a course on Coursera or edX once a quarter. Read books and publications on your domain. Make sure that you're constantly taking new information in and staying current. And what I have observed is that while all the people doubting themselves, we as women tend to react differently to that. So my general advice is avoid over-apologizing. Doubting yourself, asking for permission. If you believe in your initiative, if you believe that this initiative will make a positive impact on your project, your group, your company, go for that. Push for that. Make that happen. About a year ago, my colleague Elizabeth Mai and we started the initiative at Intermedia called Women of Intermedia. It is a forum where Intermedia's female and male employees connect, share, support each other's growth as individuals and professionals. And hundreds of us are virtually meeting once a month to discuss select topics. We either invite outside guest speakers or learn from our internal experts, and we share our experiences, challenges, fears, concerns, and advice. we go over the homework assignments from our past sessions, and this has become just such a powerful platform. I'm amazed of so many people that are so courageous and disciplined and put in the work to strengthen their impact and strengthen their position within the company. On a related note, it is just quite amazing how great of an advice your colleagues can share with you if asked, and how much they can help you. There is an exercise that I would highly recommend to try. Think of a couple of leadership skills or behaviors that you would like to improve upon. Approach a colleague of yours and ask for their advice. What advice would you give me to improve on such and such skill? And give a person a few minutes to share their thoughts. Do not interrupt. Do not comment. Just take careful notes. Thank, of course, those people for their thoughts. As you ask 3-4 people for the advice around the same skill, you will have a very solid list of brilliant ideas of what you could try to do to impact the desired area. Another exercise that I found very powerful is, it's called Life Journey Map. And what it is that you reflect and select 5 to 10 key events in your life that have shaped you the way you are today and brought you to this point. Your key decisions, experiences, achievements. This exercise is so powerful for self-reflection on your own journey, and it is absolutely amazing when you do it with a group of people and you share your life journeys, and you will achieve a new level of connection and learn so much more about each other. And maybe one other highlight, just very recently I came across this very brief but very inspiring TED talk by a Stanford professor, Tina Sealing, and it's called something like The Little Risks You Can Take to Increase Your Luck, or The Wind of Luck. I would recommend the listeners to spend 10-15 minutes listening to that.
Oh, that's great. Wow. That's, you know, those are very inspiring, recommendations, Irina, that you're sharing with everybody. And I think those apply not only to, you know, to the female part, but also to anybody. So thank you for preparing such a, you know, a thoughtful response to such an important topic. I really appreciate that. To our listeners, the link to the TED talk that Irina is talking about will make available in the episode notes. Irina, from you, we briefly talked about product management and kind of the division that you lead within the organization. I'm curious, from your expert, you know, opinion and advice, and I'm sure you do a lot of research, industry, you know, analysis and so forth. What product management trends do you foresee will come out as a result of current times?
This is an interesting question. I think that the philosophy of product management is unlikely to change. Our goal is always to understand the needs of the customer and to fulfill those needs in the best possible way. What does change in this time are the needs of the customer. So, for example, as companies move to work remote, they need different communication and collaboration solutions, as we talked about. They need more transparency of how effective their employees work remotely. If offices are partially open, companies need solutions to effectively seat their employees at a safe distance, and maybe to allow employees to book those available spaces in advance, and so much more. For companies like Intermedia, COVID-related needs presented an additive feature set on the top of existing solutions. We have reprioritized some features based on the severity of the impact. For other companies, however, like gyms, travel, hospitality, conferences, companies need to rethink the entire business approach to continue offering value in an alternative environment.
Yeah, that's very interesting. And, you know, I come from project management backgrounds, and it's always been, you know, interesting to me the kind of the differences between the product management and project management and how the two correlate. So it's, you know, it's exciting to see some of the concepts that you're talking about. When it comes to hiring or attracting the top talent for your teams or organization in general, the candidates that interview with you, I'm curious, do you tend to get creative with the interviews, or do you keep them pretty traditional? Just walk us through that process. For what does the interview process looks like, and what do you look for in some of the responses, essentially?
This is a great question. I find that many candidates coming to the interview, and especially in the United States, are quite prepared to present themselves well, maybe too well. There are polished and ready to go answers that one would expect to receive on the standard set of questions, and that provides quite limited value. In my interviews, I would spend time working on a puzzle that is new for the candidate. This exercise reveals a lot more about how the person handles the unknown, works out to solve the problem, articulates their thinking, defends the position, and so on. And another useful exercise is to go deep into one of the recent projects that the candidate worked on and work with them step by step in detail. How did this project come to the candidate? What were the next steps? Who they worked with and how? What decisions were made and why? And at each step of the way, I would ensure to understand the candidate's specific role. Not the standard, we did this, we achieved that, but what were the roles of all the participants and specifically one of the candidates?
I couldn't agree more with you. And, you know, prior to me joining the company that I'm part of at now, which is ProSource IT, where we specialize in, you know, the very niche IT talent staffing and recruiting for other large organizations. I came from the other side where I was leading, you know, the IT divisions of, you know, these corporations, and I was doing all of the hiring. And a lot of times, you know, some of the examples that you're referring to, I faced that myself, especially when it comes to, you know, somebody's referring to as we versus, you know, themselves. What did they accomplish, you know, as, you know, as an individual versus the team collaboration? Those are very interesting aspects of the whole interview process. I see, you know, Intermedia is a large organization. I see you guys have, as you've mentioned, very global organization. You guys have offices, you know, all over the world. And there's different types of talent that you guys are seeking. Curious from your standpoint, what are the most in-demand skill sets and those that are the hardest to find in your industry or in your functional area? And what strategies do you deploy to attract that such top talent to your teams?
Well, I would say that talented product managers and brilliant engineers are always wanted. And indeed, there are a few specific strategies that we deploy to find them. For example, for product delivery organization, we are connected with top universities. And when we run our bi-yearly internship program, we interview best recommended students and select the top ones. And at the end of the 2-3 months engagement, the best interns are offered the entry-level position, full-time position at our company. And now they have all the opportunities ahead of them to grow within our company. Another strategy is when we do M&A, the key assessment criteria for our interest to acquire another company is the strength of their talent. And I would say that the strong product managers are the hardest to find due to nearly impossible demand on their so many talents, technical and business versatility, ability to zoom in and zoom out, speaking the languages of all functions and departments, and assertiveness, but with flexibility, and so on. And in these situations, we either grow existing members into those critical positions, or we perform quite lengthy and very careful search to make sure that we find exactly the right balance of talents combined with strong leadership.
That's great. And as you've mentioned earlier in your response, the need for continuous self-improvement, self-education. There's so many, you know, resources and courses and books are available out there, you know, podcasts and whatever, the TED Talks and so forth. I'm sure you read a lot yourself. So in closure, I'm curious, what are you currently reading? And also, what is one book that you always recommend to others, and why is that?
It is really hard to choose just one book to recommend.
I know. That's always the last question.
I'm an avid reader and constantly go from one literary journey to another, and especially as technologies like Audible conveniently allow to add extra reading time while walking the dogs or doing some gardening. Uh-huh. If I were to choose just one, I would cheat a little bit and say there is a book which is called 1001 Books You Must Read Before You Die. It is an outstanding collection of diverse, timeless books from different centuries, countries, and genre. And maybe just a couple of other books that I have recently read and that are worth mentioning would be the following. Surely You're Joking, Mr. Feynman. It is by Richard Feynman himself, one of the greatest scientific minds. Homo Deus, A Brief History of Tomorrow by Harari, as he outlines his thoughts on the next stage of evolution. And I think the listeners may benefit greatly from this relatively new book called Prediction Machines, that has somewhat simplified and business-minded overview of artificial intelligence and it is most recent developments.
Thank you for those recommendations. And again, to our listeners, as always, we'll make the titles and authors of these books available in the episode notes. Irina, thank you so much for your time. I know how busy you are and, you know, providing with us with lending your expertise. I personally learned quite a bit through this conversation. I'm very inspired myself. I look forward to staying in touch with you. And what I love to do with a lot of my podcast guests is to revisit and do another recording in a couple of years. And just to see how much have changed, what has transpired. Those are usually very interesting conversations as a follow-up. So we thank you for your time. We thank you for everything and looking forward to staying in touch.
It is my pleasure, Jean. Thank you so very much for having me and for this wonderful opportunity.
Thank you for listening to the Ivy Podcast. Be sure to subscribe to our RSS feed on ivypodcast.com and all major podcasting platforms like Spotify and iTunes. As always, if you enjoyed this podcast, please give us a rating on iTunes.